USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved legislation to temporarily raise the federal government's $28.4 trillion debt limit and hopefully avoid default later this month. The partisan 50-48 vote will pile on nearly a half a trillion dollars to the debt if the bill passes Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy says some members of the nuclear-powered USS Connecticut's crew suffered minor injuries in a collision announced Thursday. Not many details were released, but a dozen or so sailors were injured from the sudden jolt in the vast Indo-Pacific region. The Seawolf class is a fast attack submarine with 140 crew, including 14 officers. They are quiet, fast, well-armed, and equipped with advanced sensors. Thursday night football was an NFC West showdown. The Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. The game was played in Seattle, Washington. USA Radio News.
Joe Biden is seeking one of the biggest tax increases in history. Now, experts warn these massive tax increases on capital gains and businesses will kill jobs, wreck the economy, and sink the stock market. All this week, Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith are warning of Biden's tax madness in their special reports. Each night, Spicer and Company talks to the experts on what's coming and how you can protect your hard-earned money. Plus, Sean Spicer reveals new details of his upcoming book, Radical Nation. In Radical Nation, you'll find the shocking truth of the Biden-Harris agenda. So tune into Spicer & Company every evening this week on Newsmax, America's channel for real news. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. Or get Newsmax on most streaming services, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Newsmax covers the really big stories you need to know. Get Sean Spicer's Radical Nation, and make sure you watch Spicer & Company on Newsmax tonight.
With more on the nation's debt spending limit, Chris Barnes reports.
The U.S. House now saying the vote will come this upcoming Tuesday on the bill to extend the debt limit into December, and it's expected to pass the House. The Senate was able to approve that legislation on Thursday. That legislation is something that former President Trump urged Republicans to reject. In an emailed statement, he told the GOP not to vote for the deal reached by their Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell.
The Republican Senate needs new leadership. I've been saying it for a long time. Mitch is not the guy. He's not the right guy.
Trump making those remarks on Fox. Republicans did not want to be associated in any way with the raising of the debt limit, which they say is largely because of Democratic overspending. Many do say, though, they feel McConnell did drop the ball when he agreed to a deal that alleviated a lot of the procedural work that Democrats otherwise would have had to do. Reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As cleanup efforts continue off the Southern California coastline from last weekend's oil spill, finding out what happened continues to narrow its focus on a cargo ship's massive anchor that may have hit and dragged the underwater pipeline, causing a one-foot gash. California State University Marine Transport Professor Steve Brown tells MSNBC the anchor theory could very well be the culprit.
The fact that the pipeline appears to have been dragged leads me to conclude that it probably was caught on the ship's anchor.
Environmental watchdog group SkyTruth's John Amos.
As long as you have shipping and offshore oil development operating in close proximity, this is the kind of accident and spill that you can expect to have happen.
The first images of the damaged pipeline are being released to the media. Officials say satellite images of the area littered with cargo ships waiting to unload near Long Beach, California, may pinpoint who is responsible. Fans of comic books and superhero movies went back to the Javits Center in New York City on Thursday as Comic-Con returned in person to the Big Apple after coronavirus lockdowns canceled last year's event. Celebrities expected to appear at the show, which runs through Sunday, include Star Trek actor William Shatner, Stranger Things actor David Harbour, and Star Wars bad boy Hayden Christensen. The vaccine police will also be on hand as well. Reed Pop, the company that produces the convention, said it planned to limit capacity to about 140,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.